Aloha, namaste, and vanakkam. Today at Kwadinam, 23rd of May, and this is Gurudeva. Greetings, everyone. Well, I'm just on my way to Borders to introduce Merging with Shiva and autograph books. A beautiful invitation. It's been well advertised on our little island, and this is the very first time that I've made a public appearance on the beautiful island of Kauai. We'll let you know what happened tomorrow. Questions come up about Vedic life. As many people are studying the Vedas, learning Sanskrit, studying about Vedic architecture, Vedic ritual and worship, and all not necessarily Hindu people, New Age people, scientifically inclined people who are on the metaphysical side of life. But what about Vedic relationships? That seems to be neglected. Is the spirit of sacrifice? Most people in the West anyway, and also in Asia, are driven by arrogance, by independence. Me first and everybody else out of my way. I'm going to build the great Vedic architectural home. I'm going to live the Vedas, preach the Vedas. But how about living the Vedas? What is the first sacrifice? Sacrifice to the gods. Sacrifice to the gods. You have to believe in the gods. What does sacrifice mean anyway? It means giving up some of your own independence, some of your own time. It means going out of your way to do oblations for the gods. It means total surrender, prapati. Next sacrifice is to ancestors. Most people in today's world don't like their ancestors or don't even know who their ancestors are. But maybe we can dig up the past and sacrifice to the ancestors. That is, having an altar for the ancestors, their picture, or some memento, and on the proper Vedic day and in the proper way, honor their one-time existence in the past upon earth, and perhaps hope that they'll be born again in your own family. The next sacrifice is to animals, caring for animals. Doesn't mean eating every animal that you see or want to consume. It means caring for nature, feeding the birds, the little bugs. And then the next sacrifice is the community. What are you doing for your community? Or are you taking from the community and expecting from the community without giving back to the community? Is just paying taxes to the community enough as far as we're concerned? Or are we sacrificing, giving up our time, giving up our interests, sharing our knowledge with the community, or are we charging for everything? Are we our consumer, or are we a producer? These four sacrifices in Vedic culture were extremely important, and still are today. So if we're going to build that Vedic home, let's live the Vedic way within it. And that's the message for today. Cyber Cadets, come back to Ashram tomorrow. We'll let you know about signing books at Borders. And this begins a whole series of book signings in California and in Seattle, Washington, and in Vancouver, in Alaska, in Juneau, and also in Anchorage. We're going to have some fun and meet a lot of new wonderful people because the same God energy is in everyone. Om Namah Shivaya for today, and we'll be seeing you again tomorrow. Now for French, Malay, and Tamil translations of just what you've heard in English.